They were here a good few years ago, they were here about 7 or 8 years ago. Liam was here, and the last time I saw Noel, he was at the grandmother's funeral. The two of them were here that day. Like, they had a drink after the mass, they had 2 glasses stout, and then I cracked a few fellas at the bar, and they went down to Ballinair for the dinner, I think, in the hotel or something, booked after us. But I haven't seen them now for a few years, like, you know, but there was great excitement with them. The fact that the mother came from Sherlock's Town. And she had a lot of aunts around the place, you know, a big connection around the area. And they've been in this pub, you know, it was an honour to have them. They were nice lads. One of them played music here one night. I didn't ask him to play, but he was a fella strumming a guitar. There was a session of music on, and he said, could I borrow a guitar? And he played the music, and they put me on the video, the DVD, as it was. I was interviewed in it. I don't remember that, like, but I was interviewed in it, like, so he's been fairly good to me, like, as a publican. He's been fairly good to me, like, and he's a nice lad. I find Liam a nice lad, and Noel a nice lad too. I don't know much about Noel, but I met Liam more times than I met Noel, you know.
And where did he play here in this pub?
Just over there in that corner, that seat over there. There was 4 or 5 of the lads playing traditional music, and there was a lad with the guitar, and he just picked up the guitar and he started playing. He was having a drink at the bar the same night, and he just asked the man, could he borrow the guitar? And he played a song, and he talked about it afterwards. He enjoyed playing it. He talked about it on the radio afterwards. He said he enjoyed playing in JJ Finance bar. So at the same time, that's all the information I have about them later, I think, you know. But I'm delighted seeing them back together again. I'm delighted, you know, and I hope to stay together. And as I said early on, I hope to go a lot further afield as a group, as two brothers. I hope they get on a lot better than they did when they were single. I don't know much about their private lives. I don't bother with people's private lives, you know. They're nice lads to meet. The day they were in here to Granny's funeral, they were very sociable. There was good crack. We had a grand talk for a while, and, you know, they respected the fact that the grandmother came in here, and they were very nice about it, and that, which I respected. Nice of them to come into my pub, you know. And I, you know, there's nothing else really I can tell you, only that, like, sort of thing, you know.
Did you find when you were talking to them that they were into their heritage here in Charlestown?
Well, I wouldn't into heritage, like, but they have, the fact that their mother came from Charlestown, they would have a certain amount of nature for the area, like, sort of thing. That's all I know about them. But, like, the music business is, it's in Manchester for them. That's where it was for, that's where it started for them, like, you know. It didn't start in Charlestown, but started in Manchester, like, you know. And it started in an awful funny way. I'm not boasting now we're Anthony in Charlestown, but it started in an awful funny way here, because the grandmother was at the counter, the Lord Mushroom, Margaret Sweeney, and her daughter Bridie, and they said they were making some sort of a CD in England. And I, of course, put on the Charlestown notes. And the Western people weren't too, you know, they weren't over impressed with it. We said, we get a lot of that here, people bringing in, making CDs, which they do. A lot of people make CDs. There were CDs made here for Irish music and the whole lot. And they said we'd put on the Charlestown notes just for the sake that I was advertising with them and stuff like that. So they put it on, and I would like it. The following week, there were big stuff in England. Like, they took off like a rocket, like, you know, they were big in England. That's how it sort of started around Charlestown. But I wouldn't say I was instigator or anything like that, but just the way things happened, like, you know, that's the way it was, you know.
What was it like the night that he took up the guitar and started playing? It must have been really special.
Well, it was, no, it was special, all right, like, because he was drinking at the bar, and he was very sociable to everybody. There was a few people down the back singing along with him, like, songs, and he looked up at the photograph of him over the bar of himself and his mother and his two brothers. And then he looked at the thing and the photographs they have up over the fireplace here. And I didn't ask him to play, but there was a good session of music here. And he went down, he just like, could I borrow a guitar? Like, could I play a bit of music? And when he started playing, you could hear a pin drop, like, you know, you could hear it. It wasn't very, however, you wouldn't hear it now. There was, you know, there was no microphone or anything to play. There was the nice music, traditional music, there's never any microphone. But that night he sang. You know, it was nice. It was everything. Everybody was delighted, and everybody was delighted to be in his company, like, you know, and delighted to know the lad, like, you know. And it was very special for me, like, as a publican, to have him play, like, sort of thing. You know, it wasn't every day you get a big pop star in here, like, sort of thing, you know. But it was nice of him to do what he did now, and fair reason it was. And I have a lot of respect for him for doing it, like, a lot of respect for him. With the help of God, he himself and the brother, that they might play here again sometime. With the help of God. But if they do, I'll have to shut the door. I couldn't hold the crowd, like, sort of thing, you know what I mean? That's the only thing about it, like, you know.
Would you be hoping maybe that they might pay a visit?
Well, it'd be nice if they did. It'd be nice if they did, like, but you see, I suppose in a way that the way them boys are looking at it, there's a lot of people, like, you know, they wouldn't have a lot of privacy, like, you know what I mean? The day they were here at the granny's funeral, it was sort of a privacy. The people were nice, the public was very good, they never came near them, you know, they never came in looking for never looking for autographs or any of that type of stuff. They just, you know, the people respected the fact that their grandmother was dead. Whether if they come again, whether that'll happen again or not, I don't know. The night he played, there was a good crowd here. I didn't close the place up. There was a good crowd here. And if he comes again himself and Noel, I suppose there'll be a lot of people looking for autographs. And if they play, I'd be delighted. But, I'm, you know, if they don't, it's nice to have them in the place anyway. That's about it, like, you know. But, like, I can only speak of the lads as I find them. They're very nice lads to me, like, you know, and I respect them. I would respect them. If I get a ticket, I might go up. You never know. See what happens on the day. No, see, if the young lad got them, he got two tickets. But if I get a ticket, I might just go up. But if I won't go, I won't have the concert, but I'd like to go up and wish them well, shake their hands and say, good luck to you, lads, the best of luck to you. And that's the only thing I could do, like, and I'm 70 years of age. I can't go down. I have a few of their CDs here, a couple of their songs I like, I'll be quite honest. They're very good singers, like. Some of the music wouldn't suit me, but they have a couple of nice songs which I play now and again. Not for my own sake, not for the business now, not for bringing their own business around like that. But for my own sake, I think they're talented lads, you know, and good luck to them, man. With the help of God, they'll shake hands and move further afield and get on well in the world out there, like, you know. Peggy was in the whole kitchen several times here and she had a cup of tea. Peggy, very modest woman, very down-to-earth sort of woman, like, no ears or graces there at all. She's very good, very solid woman. Like, when they were here one night, the whole lot of them here, we had a grand conversation. Liam was here and, you know, we're talking about music and stuff like that, and we had a good crack. It was nice company, nice sociable type of atmosphere, no.